for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia. I am a clinical hypnotherapist, graphologist, and a sound therapist here at Illuminations. And just like before, we are back with another episode with another speaker. Actually, we've had her on before, but this time it's a very different topic. And today it's all about how do we master theta brainwave meditation? So I'm sure a lot of you must be very curious about this one. So let me start off with a little introduction. So I'm sure a lot of us have been to therapy and different kinds of therapies, but I'm sure we can all relate to when we've worked on something, but after some time it has resurfaced or different issues or when you go to different therapists and you try to work on something and you feel like it hasn't fully resolved yet. And it makes you question, why does that happen? And a lot of the times it is because you haven't reached the core issue or the core limiting belief or the core root cause. And how do we get there? And why do we not get there with a lot of modalities? So today, our guest is going to enlighten us about this particular topic. How do we get to the root cause? How do we get to the core limiting belief? And how do we change it? So let me introduce our guest for today, Neus Ventura. Neus is a theta healing master, and she has trained over 2,000 students in the span of the past 8 years. So she comes with an abundance of knowledge and wisdom, and I cannot wait to pick her brain. So welcome to the show, Neus, back again. It's such a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you for having me today.
So Neus, let's just dive right in, right? Mm-hmm. I am really curious to know more about what exactly is theta brainwave meditation. What exactly is this theta brainwave?
I had the same question when I got started. I remember being very stressed and I got told, you have to learn to meditate. And I was like, okay, let me find out how to meditate. So I started doing some mindfulness practices and those were feeling great. And suddenly one day, just getting a little bit of a search and understanding more about what truly meditation is and how it affects the nervous system and how our brain is very much related into it, I just jump into this theta brainwave meditation.
Okay.
So basically, it's a deep meditation that it has the power to make you feel very relaxed. Mm. So our brain has these two states, state that can be very much connected with being alert, being in beta brainwave.
So this is called the beta brain when we are conscious and alert and talking.
Exactly. We're using our five senses. So we're just listening or we're walking or we are pretty active.
Yeah.
So in that side of our brainwave, basically, we're more aware from more our consciousness.
Right.
When it comes to start relaxing, then we start feeling that we are more, let's say, into this alpha brainwave. Mm-hmm. So alpha will be like, I'm going to do a little bit of a walk. I'm going to do a little bit of a yoga. Yeah. And then you get more relaxed and relaxed.
Yeah.
And then when you reach the next level, it's in between 7 hertz or cycles per second, then you are into this theta brainwave.
Right, so when it's that slow.
Yes, so we all have this ability. Actually, our brain is doing this at least 2 times a day. When we go to sleep or when we go and have a nap, for example, you know that state that maybe your body is relaxing and you have a little bit of a muscle spasm when your nervous system is just releasing?
Yeah, we've all felt that at some point, yeah.
And then also maybe you start feeling that you can start seeing things, but you're not full asleep yet.
Right.
So that state, that's actually theta brainwave.
So when you're like in a state where you're not fully awake, when you're not fully asleep, so that period.
Correct. So at that point, your brain has the ability to open up your subconscious mind and be in touch with that almost 95% of our life experiences, our belief systems, our memories.
Wow.
And from that state of meditation, you can truly not only benefit from the meditation itself, but then go to that root cause that you were asking before.
So can anyone go to this kind of state, or do you need to be a experienced practitioner? How, do you need some form of practice prior to you get to this state consciously?
Anyone, because it's human nature, is human condition. Our brain, every time that taps into this frequency, actually starts going into this parasympathetic state, which means rest and digest, basically relax. When our body and our nervous system is in this state, we're naturally healing ourselves.
So this is why they say you need to have good sleep if your body needs to reset. And you're saying it's in this state where your body starts resetting and rejuvenating.
That's why people that meditate have that benefit.
Right.
Definitely, it's just empowering their nervous systems to be more balanced, to be more relaxed. Because when we are in this state, also in alpha brainwaves, when we are in these two states, basically our body is doing the best it can do to renew ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do we get into this state? What does that protocol look like?
It's just a very simple meditation, actually. It's a very, very, very simple meditation.
Yeah.
And it just takes a little bit of practice.
Okay.
Because right now, a brain has the ability to go to sleep, right?
Yeah.
So on our way to sleep, we'll tap into this theta brainwave.
Yeah.
Then on our way to feel awake again, we'll tap again into this theta brainwave.
Right.
So basically, your brain will do this twice a day, or maybe four if you go and have a nap, right?
And is this something that can, let's say when you go into the state, can you take yourself out? Are you in control? Because I feel like a lot of the times it's this loss of control that people are afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a state where you feel, let's say you are in deep and and you have access to these memories and sometimes it can be negative memories, it can be positive memories.
Definitely.
So when you are in that state and you have access to certain memories, let's say, that are traumatic, do you have the power or the control to come out of it? And what happens when you've opened that Pandora's box?
Yeah. Actually, your subconscious does. Because our subconscious is always trying to protect us.
Yeah.
The subconscious itself is protecting yourself from those negative memories.
Right.
So the only way to reach them is not only practicing this meditation, it's also being guided. So you can do it with lots of compassion. You will never rewire a very negative moment or a trauma at all. You'll see it more, or you watch it more like a movie. You'll be sitting, you'll see yourself more like from outside.
And how do we know what we're seeing is real and not a fragment of our own imagination?
Definitely. So when those memories have a link with our own experience, they have a memory of emotions and belief systems attached to them.
Yeah.
So this point is really interesting because the more triggered you are, the more connected you are to the experience.
So you're saying that whatever you see or visualize, if it is connected to a physical feeling or a trigger, or you feel it in the body, this is a sign that it is real and there is something behind it. It's not just an imagination.
Definitely. And your subconscious understands the value of that. Even though it's negative, more from our logic perspective, the subconscious is like, wait a minute, this negative information is very valuable. So I'd rather keep it so this doesn't happen again.
So it's almost like an alarm.
Definitely.
It's like it's in some way protecting you.
Yes.
Right. So let's say if I wanted to do this meditation, right? Mm-hmm. Or like, let's say if I were to come to you to resolve something, how can theta healing help me? Like how would that whole process look like?
Yeah, so definitely the first thing to do is to understand that anything that we're going to just understand about your subconscious mind during a session is through the energy of compassion first.
Okay, what do you mean?
What I mean is that many times, many people have this kind of very interesting connection within their emotional side.
Yeah.
For example, the logic brain will tell a story.
Yeah.
But the memory that we find in the subconscious is very much connected, maybe with emotions that are not resolved.
Right.
Yeah. So if there is any kind of resistance or if there is any kind of misunderstanding or if there's any kind of heavy emotional trauma, then we'll need to go there with lots of compassion, with lots of understanding.
Yeah.
So the person always has to be ready.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is the role of a therapist or a theta healing therapist in the session? And what's the role of the client in the session?
The client basically has to just take accountability and say, I'm ready to see what it is because I just want this pattern to be resolved.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just this willingness to use more compassionate, let's say, point of view to have a look into something that happened into their lives.
Right, right.
And complete that pattern.
Okay. Yeah?
Then from the therapist's point of view, is guiding that person to do it in the best way possible.
Right.
So that will be with compassion, definitely. That will be doing the right questions. That will be following whatever emotion is coming up.
Right.
And guiding that person to understand why is keeping that emotion and how is that related to belief systems.
Right.
So it's very easy.
Right. And how long would this whole procedure take?
It could be maximum like 50 minutes tops. Mm. I mean, once the person is ready, it's very easy. Because the body has all this wisdom, has all the memories.
Right.
Just with the right energy, the subconscious feels very safe when you say, hello, we're here bringing compassion, peace and love. And the subconscious is like, I'm interested.
Because at the end of the day, if we want to expose ourselves to something that is, let's say, unknown or not so aware of, there is that part of you that's like fearful or maybe a little bit hesitant. Like, is this something that I'm okay with? This is something I feel safe with. So I can see where there's a sense of resistance there. But when you approach it with love, compassion, and safety, there's naturally an openness to it.
There's nothing to worry about. It's just a sense of curiosity.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's such a human condition, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have found clients that have been working with this issue for many years. I'm just fed up.
Yeah.
So sometimes humans are like, until I'm not fed up, I'm not going to really find my answers. Because sometimes we can be very stubborn. No, I'm okay. No, I don't need help.
Right.
Until things become like a problem or things become like heavy.
Yeah.
And finally you're like, okay, help.
So isn't that interesting how as human beings, we are so averse to pain, but we don't realize it's actually this pain that becomes the key to our well-being and peace in so many ways, because I feel like there are certain characteristics you can only ever build when you go through really tough times. And that becomes the gateway to much higher frequencies afterwards, right?
That's it.
Wow. And speaking of curiosity, I am very curious to see how a theta meditation would look like. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are as well. So is there any way you could show me a demonstration of what a session with you would look like, out of curiosity? Because I've never tried this before.
Is there something that you would like to transform, though?
Okay. Okay, let's see. Let's pick something that I personally have and I feel like a lot of people would relate to.
That's very brave.
I think one would be imposter syndrome, you know? Okay. So I would say, because I think there's a part of me that knows, yes, I can do this, I can do that. Mm-hmm. But there's also another part of me that always questions, do I know enough? Am I good enough?
Okay.
So there is that internal conflict that I have with myself. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like this is something that a lot of people share too. So what would, how would theta healing?
Let's jump into it.
All right. So how do we go about this?
Yes, let's do this. So basically I'll say something like, this means that there is a judgment, right?
Yeah.
That's the main issue. This syndrome actually is a judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to judgment, yeah, if you just close your eyes and take a deep breath in, I want you to imagine that you're breathing beautiful life force, full of tingling white light. And when you breathe out through your mouth, you're just releasing any past idea of what about this limitation is. You're going to open up yourself to understand which parts of your body and your subconscious mind are connecting with this judgment. So once you feel ready, can I ask you, Nia, when was the first time that you felt like you needed to judge yourself? What's the first memory that comes up?
I think the first thing that comes up is when I am around 5 years old.
Yeah, 5 years old. Huh?
Yeah.
We're jumping there directly. Yeah, so what is this memory about?
What's coming to my head right now is when I'm thinking of this time where I had a maths exam write, and I didn't, and it was about telling how to read time, and I couldn't figure out how to read the clock or the time.
Uh-huh.
And my father is trying to teach me, but I can see how I can't get it, but he's also getting frustrated. And he just leaves saying, you know what, just write whatever you can. But I feel, or I can remember this moment where I feel very frustrated and disappointed with myself.
I see.
For not being able to do that.
If you see with compassion, take another deep breath in through your nose, can you tell us where is this frustration hidden? Where is it?
In my chest.
Yeah, can you feel it now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so imagine for a minute that you're able to let this frustration go fully. What's the worst thing may happen if you do so?
If I let go of this frustration?
Completely. Imagine your life, yourself, without that frustration at all. It's completely gone. What's the worst thing may happen?
There's no motivation.
Definitely. So there you go. So frustration and motivation for yourself is the same.
Wow.
So would you like to complete it now?
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. Would you like to understand the definition of motivation without feeling frustrated first? Would you like to know that motivation makes you feel joyful, light, and is never linked with frustration again?
Yeah.
Can we complete frustration as the unconscious way that you were learning to motivate yourself and be the better daughter for your dad?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Take another deep breath in. Let that go. Yeah. So would you like to know what it feels like to recognize motivation, the energy of motivation through joy now?
Yeah.
Would you like to know that it's possible for you to jump into motivation without getting frustrated or judging yourself anymore?
Yeah.
Can we complete all the judgments that took you into this unconscious frustration equals motivation?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So let's show you now that motivation is connected with this energy of joy that is part of you, and that you know how to support yourself and motivate yourself without stepping into negativity or frustration again. Would you like this?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. So now come back to the memory with your dad. And would you mind to tell us if something has changed?
There's a slight feeling of openness mm-hmm. here, and there's a lightness mm-hmm. on my shoulders and my back.
Mm-hmm. Look at those clocks. What has changed?
There is focus. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I can clearly see the numbers. And whereas before it felt like I was looking at mm-hmm. a different language.
Mm-hmm. And now feel your dad energy. What is he telling you?
So he's directing me mm-hmm. or telling me what it is and what to do.
Beautiful. So would you like to know how to receive your father's guidance mm-hmm. without frustration?
Yeah.
Would you like to know that your father's guidance helps you to be focused?
Yeah.
And that you know how to be focused and light without keeping any frustration inside. Would you like this?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, well done, Nia. Take another deep breath in. Now I want you to come more to this present moment in your life and just pick one of the memories that you felt frustrated or you felt like negative or you felt judging yourself. Come back to one of those moments and tell me how you see yourself now.
There's a little bit of neutrality. Mm-hmm. Like there isn't that back and forth or this agitation. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I'm looking at it with a very neutral perspective, like not good, not bad. Mm-hmm.
That's great news, because right now that means that you just remove the link between frustration and motivation in your unconscious. Mm-hmm. So would you like to decide how to motivate yourself from now on? Mm-hmm. That you can choose this joy that we were talking about, mm-hmm. that you can also find diligence, focused. You can find a way to motivate yourself without being judgmental at all. Mm-hmm. Let's show you also your value, how to recognize yourself without this judgment and without the frustration. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Take another deep breath in. Yeah. It feels like your body is ready to shake that off. It feels like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
It feels like unnecessary weight.
Mm-hmm. So now maybe it's time that you just connect a little bit with this energy of compassion. So we're going to bring this beautiful energy coming from the center of Mother Earth to the sole of your feet. And you're just going to feel this warmth, just beautiful, bubbly energy of compassion. You're going to allow this energy to come through your feet, your legs, the base of your spine, coming up and make you feel safe along your spine, releasing through your crown chakra, creating a beautiful ball of pink, compassionate energy around you. From now on, this compassion energy is going to also guide you to understand how to keep motivating yourself with compassion, with joy, choosing which ways are better for you. Shall we integrate this now? Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. I think you got it, Nia. This is a deep theta brainwave. Can you feel it?
Yeah. You know, what I find very interesting in this, mm-hmm. it's even like the setting that we're in, and it mm. went so, it was very quick, it was very straight.
Yes.
And it's very focused as well. It's like I'm listening to your voice, I'm listening to your guidance,
mm.
and I'm there. I'm not questioning, what are you saying? Is this right? Is this real? So does that play a huge part in this? Like, is there a reason why I'm not questioning mm. or analyzing? It's almost like whatever you're saying, I'm going to it. I'm mm. it's straight. It's direct.
You're definitely a natural. You can tell you have meditated. You're also a trained therapist.
Mm.
So you got this. This is natural for you. You understand how to change your patterns already.
Hmm.
So you trust it.
So trust becomes a big element.
Definitely.
Here.
You trust mm. compassion and you trust yourself. And you're here to keep transforming yourself. The same that this is a journey, right? We are
yeah.
supporting people. We know that this is a never-ending journey of learning and transforming. So this is part of who we are, right?
And what I also find quite fascinating mm. is in this meditation, you were using we. So shall we?
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you do that?
It's just, I guess it's maybe a way that I try to support you. You don't feel like you're alone doing this. One of my
students. Because that really helps. That really, really helps.
One of my students in the last training, she was like, you're a little bit of a mama bear now. Maybe it's that. I remember doing many sessions myself. And sometimes when you know, when you start changing a lot and you start all this journey, sometimes maybe it feels a little bit lonely, you see? So this is a reminder that we're never alone, even though sometimes life can feel like it.
Yeah.
So I guess this we is part of my own experience. I don't want people to feel like changing or deciding to release trauma is going to make them feel alone or different. Because deep down, our subconscious wants to make sure that we're safe
yeah.
and that we belong.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I felt mm. in that moment where it doesn't feel like, because I could feel that frustration in my chest and I could mm-hmm. feel like
you
a little bit of
it
tough.
Was there. I could feel it from here.
Yeah, like yeah. I could sense that, but mm-hmm. then I can also see when you were guiding me through it
mm.
because you kept saying, we, mm. let's do this. Because of that encouraging, and very loving voice that you have,
you.
It felt very easy to just give in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very easy to trust, very easy to just, okay, let's bring it up. Let's open it up. And then you can feel the energy, that the tightness dissipating. And it's very interesting to observe how your body responds to this change. And it also makes, it also highlights how when you are working with a different brainwave state that's much deeper or in from a subconscious level, things are very quick.
I know.
You know, it's very less analytical and you're feeling your way through rather than analyzing
it. Isn't it nice? Yeah. So you see, you come with an issue that you say, I have these judgments, I feel like imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Then that's the surface, right?
Right.
That's the conscious way to say, I want to change this. Yeah. Great. And then we jump just for questions later. We understood that frustration and motivation are linked.
So you can form that connection there.
So you said clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm frustrated, but then I'm going to lose my motivation. There you go. So from something negative, the subconscious has been teaching you how to be motivated. So that's a way that you learn motivation.
So there's always a hidden benefit.
Always. Here. And you know the funny thing? When we are in this theta brainwave, time is almost like disappears, right?
Yeah. It absolutely.
Isn't it
absolutely
amazing? I love that feeling. Isn't it nice?
Absolutely.
But the funny thing is that your exam was about time.
That is so interesting.
So right now, I have more questions for you. Maybe I'll ask them later.
Wow.
But this is very interesting. So maybe you have also to remind yourself that time maybe is not an issue. I try to remind myself also. I have a very interesting connection with time. I think we all do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking with my partner and I was like, what about time? We think that there are many rules, but actually time is always there. And we tend to focus so much on time, right?
Yeah.
How much I'm doing this, how much I'm... So sometimes it's like, wait a minute. What will happen with time if we truly understand things from that subconscious? This can go deep, isn't it?
So why does that happen? Why is there that distortion of time when you are in that theta brainwave state?
So subconscious doesn't understand about time. Mm. Subconscious is not logic. Subconscious is, I have this memory that gave me this emotion, that gave me this belief. That's it. So once you step into that, actually, if you think about it, we were stepping as well, think about it. In the subconscious collective system.
Yeah.
Because we're all humans and we share. Sometimes we are very conscious about the things we're sharing.
Yeah.
But unconscious is always working for us.
Yeah.
So maybe I get to see you another day and I'm like, Nia, you're looking lovely, right? Mm. That's my eyes reaction. But inside my subconscious is connecting with you. So I can pick up. This is what people say, energy.
So it's your subconscious interacting with mine.
We are interacting all the time. We call it energy, but it's also our ability through our nervous system.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
Because the subconscious doesn't know, when we change this, I bet that your father, maybe your beautiful family, also understood motivation and frustration together.
So when I change this, that changes something within that family member as well.
You give them the opportunity to receive that information.
Oh, wow.
And they can pick that up. They can pick that up. Maybe you listen to your dad in a few days saying, you know what? I don't want to be frustrated anymore to finish what I have to finish. And we're going to be ready on time.
Oh, wow. So this is why they say when you heal yourself, you end up healing.
That's it.
In a weird way, others around you.
That's
and this is how it works.
It's as simple as this. So every time that we're learning, every time that we're doing something to make us happy, people just pick into that. And negativity can be just reprogrammed as quick as that.
So this is what theta brainwave meditations or theta healing sessions do, where it helps you make connections in a way that your analytical conscious mind
is
cannot.
Out.
Yeah. So if you're not... using that anymore, but your subconscious mind takes charge and it connects directly to your feelings that are stored in the body that's connected to that particular event, and you are changing it through compassion, through love.
Yes.
Wow.
And this is how the shift happens. The last cool thing is that then you learn the language of 90% of your mind.
Interesting.
You learn the language of your subconscious, and then you train your logic, which actually wants to be there and is telling you, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have all these experiences. I want to be here.
Yeah.
But you train your mind to be part of it. It's almost like I'm watching.
Yeah.
And I agree with this. I was there as well. But I'm happy to see that subconscious telling me, why is this so important?
Wow, I love that. Thank you so much, Neus. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for accepting me.
Thank you for really enlightening us with this information. And thank you for giving us a little demonstration of what this would look like. Because I think that this really helps understand what this is about and how we can sort out things. Just one more question before we end the show. So after a session like this, what would you recommend clients do? What would you recommend? How do we take this forward?
Mm-hmm. Usually clients like to learn how to do this theta and how to do this process to themselves.
Yeah.
So the next step will be just coming to the trainings. Actually, we're going to do next batch of trainings starting August.
Oh, wonderful.
Late August.
Okay.
Others are more like, I don't know if I can do this. Can I just come back?
Yeah.
So I will always encourage people to take accountability.
Yeah.
Because this is a journey.
Yeah.
Right? And some people are ready for doing a session more often. Some people to say, well, I just had a lot of information. Yeah. I'm going to require more time.
Yeah.
I'll be back. So I quite like to encourage students, clients to take accountability.
I love that. Yeah. I love that you mention accountability, because I feel like with accountability comes choices.
Yes.
Choices to do things differently, to transform. So thank you so much,
Neus.
And unfortunately, we have come to the end of the episode, but hopefully we will have you back for another one.
Until then,
I would love for all our listeners to join Neus's trainings end of August. Find her at Illuminations, and hopefully we will see her soon. Until then, take care and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.